Salt. The next morning, Zainab knocked at my door. She wanted to know how I was feeling. Now that she had seen me living inside my library, she was intrigued to come again. I made her tea, and she seemed overwhelmed by the volume of volumes and books. All I hoped was that none of the mice would stroll between her feet and scare her into leaving again.
"Fly," Zainab said, "you should see a doctor. I mean someone you can talk to. You were not all there last night, if you know what I mean. You thought I was someone else. Well, many someones. You had, I think, what could be described as an episode."
And then, suddenly, Zainab switched topics and asked me about the books. I proceeded to explain that my system of classification was very different from the one used in the place where she worked. My system, I informed her, was more personal and slid along an impressionistic scale. She smiled and said,
"I am intrigued, Fly. Go on."
"Well, well," I rejoiced. "Finally, I've got your interest. Who knew?"
"You always had my interest, Fly, but I was never interested."
"Nuances. Indeed, nuance is the mark of a great mind. So, fiction books, let's say," I began.
"These are arranged based on a subjective impression of the book and its main characters' lives. Dead protagonists take priority over triumphant, happy ending characters, but are surpassed by books with open endings, books that don't have grand moral conclusions. Novels with open endings I consider to be of a higher rank. Hence they are located before novels with happy endings, which I often call religious or resurrection endings. That is why they tend to be conveniently located on the bottom shelves or facing my bathroom door over here. As for historical novels, they are organized based on the name of the winner of the first battle that appears in the book. For example, War and Peace will be found in the N section, and in reference to Napoleon, of course. Much of the other war literature, unfortunately, tends to be filed under H, for the likes of the Carthaginian commander Hannibal, and the other delusional elephant herders and failed artists." Seeing that I still had Zainab's attention, I began to explain the most mysterious layer of my classification system, that is, how to arrange the crime novels. These clueless victims are arranged according to my first attempt at guessing the killer. Since I always suspect Winston the butler, the W section might be better placed at the beginning of the shelves. But let us move on to more serious things, dearest Zainab. Let me confess to you that the most privileged position of them all is saved for the misanthropic writers. For instance, the writer and dramatist Bernard, L'Enfant Terrible of Austria, is found on a golden shelf with his fellow literary radicals, writers of conscience, revolutionaries, debauchers, and liberators. These kinds of writers deserve the utmost respect, though in their lifetimes they are often subjected to neglect or contempt. For instance, and to give you an example that might interest you or might not, most of the Arab writers in my collection, such as Munif, who wrote the magnificent Cities of Salt, can be found here under a subsection called Parisian Cafes. This section comprises the works of exiled writers who had to leave their motherlands for France and lingered in Parisian cafes for the rest of their lives, smoking and complaining about both cultures, the French and their own. They are the true writers, because they took a stand against their own governments until their American cigarettes stained their teeth yellow and led them to shun laughter and smiles out of embarrassment or maybe depression, and so they spend the rest of their days in a chronic state of solitary poetic existence. Please, follow me, right this way, and watch your head. Here, if you look above the toilet, you will find the feel-good apolitical literature. The main function of these complacent pages is to act as a sponge to absorb all the sticky humidity that results from my occasional showers and my daily, too graphic. Then there is this lot, as you might well notice. They are positioned next to the window. These, if I may introduce them, are the escapist self-help books that I occasionally rescue from the back seat of my car. Naturally, their position here is in accordance with every comedy and slapstick movie that involves the escape of a naked lover through a bathroom window.